Whether we call it the gig economy, the three business card lifestyle, or just underemployment, things are shifting in terms of how we work. For young workers in particular, regular hours, benefits, and securities are giving way to contracting, temping, and moonlighting. One outcome of this trend? The successful website TaskRabbit, where users post errands for so-called taskers to pick up. It's kind of like the peer-to-peer car services, Uber or Lyft, where people use an app to hire a driver. But with TaskRabbit, you can hire people to do almost anything. From handyman work, to cleaning, to making deliveries, to any odd errand you feel like offloading. Because TaskRabbit covers so many different jobs, the service could potentially transform the way a lot of work gets done in the 19 cities where it operates. Of all those cities, San Francisco is consistently ranked in the top three for most taskers hired per capita. And for many of those workers, these one-off gigs are their full-time jobs. KLW's Liza Veal brings us a day in the life of a tasker.
Alex Holmes and I are hopping on the freeway in West Oakland to head to his first task this morning. Holmes is merging on the freeway while glancing at a task request on his phone.
If your availability is open, you have 30 minutes to respond to a task no matter what.
Holmes is an art school activist type in his late 20s, living in Oakland, and he's broke. Or he was, until he joined TaskRabbit. He's since been paid $40 an hour to work the elevator at a party thrown by a tech firm, $30 an hour to save a spot in line for the iPhone 6, and then $30 an hour to save someone a patch of grass at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. He's actually managed to build a full-time job out of all these gigs, only without the security of a full-time contract, which he says gets stressful at times. Like when he forgets to sign off the app.
So sometimes I'll forget and like leave it on at night, and I'll wake up and it'll be like this panic-stricken nightmare, because if you like lose so many tasks, they can fire you or something.
According to the website's terms of service, TaskRabbit can actually fire you for any or no reason. But so far, Holmes hasn't had any problems. He says he's gotten as much work as he wants, and he's happy to schedule his own hours and vary his work day. Holmes shoots his client a text to let her know he's outside. While we wait, somebody pops out of the apartment building nearby and chats us up. His name's Mark Lawton. He asks what we're doing.
I work for TaskRabbit, and we're gonna help somebody out.
Oh, TaskRabbit. Can you make a living doing TaskRabbit?
That's currently what I'm trying to do.
Could you do my online dating?
Can I do your online dating?
But isn't the point of online dating that you're, like, authentically connecting?
No, you're just trying to get a coffee date.
This could really happen on TaskRabbit. There's a personal assistance category with all the miscellaneous tasks that don't fit into handyman, event staff, delivery, or cleaning. With some of these jobs, TaskRabbit really is creating a market that didn't exist for people who can afford it.
Hi, hey, I'm Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle, Alex.
Come on in. I'm just right upstairs.
Holmes is here to assemble an IKEA dresser.
Everything's in boxes here, and it's basically that.
It should take 2 hours or so, and he expects to make about $100. Not too bad for a day's work. But some say it's not so great in the long run. Ken Jacobs, with the UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education, says the success of TaskRabbit shows how tough it is now for recent college grads to get what their parents would call a real job, especially here.
San Francisco or the Bay Area, the tech world here is even stranger, where you've got a lot of very young people making a lot of money really quickly, while their peers are struggling to get by.
Thanks to the tech boom, there are a lot of other jobs popping up. In fact,
every tech job results in the creation of 4.5 other jobs. Some of those are accountants and lawyers, but a lot of that work is low-paid service work.
TaskRabbit is a part of that. But service jobs don't come with many securities.
In terms of healthcare benefits, the share of people getting healthcare benefits through a job has fallen. Share of people with defined benefit pensions has fallen quite dramatically. The share of people who have any kind of retirement security has fallen, and that's a real crisis. So we've had a decline, along with the stagnating and declining real wages, we've had a decline in benefits.
And Jacob says, as solid middle class and union jobs disappear, the class divide becomes starker. After wrapping up his task, Alex Holmes says it's very clear what side of that divide he's on. Especially when the client hiring him is not an individual person, but a tech startup or company.
Usually my least favorite tasks are when there's like a very clear line drawn in the sand of, this is our space, this is our culture, and you're the help.
By Holmes' estimate, about 70% of his clients have been startups. So while TaskRabbit bills itself as neighbors helping neighbors, the exchange is often not peer-to-peer. TaskRabbit reported last April that 40% of their revenue comes from startups and even bigger companies who look to the service when they want simple one-off jobs done.
And that, honestly, unfortunately, is almost a common theme. You know, it's like you're the guy that's drilling holes into my wall and we're the dudes doing the important work here.
The task he just wrapped up was a different story. He and the client got along great, but there was a little bit of a disaster.
So yeah, of course, the one task that I'm doing that's part of this radio show is, you know, I get to the point where I'm installing these drawers, and this has already been 2.5 hours worth of work, and I'm just putting them in, finally, like, okay, I'm gonna leave in 5 minutes, and of course, I nailed this one piece of, like, you know, particle board wrong, just subtly, to the point where I had to literally take apart everything, and then realizing that now, of course, the face of the thing is gonna have all these nails holes where I did it wrong. But fortunately, Rochelle was like incredibly understanding. So I rescheduled with her on Monday. I'm gonna like go all the way back to IKEA and then install it for free. And she's being totally understanding and awesome about it.
TaskRabbit actually has damage insurance to cover taskers in cases like this. Media Relations says the company wants to make overall conditions better for taskers. They've set a minimum wage of $18, higher than the city of San Francisco's. And they've introduced a portal that connects taskers to discounted health insurance policies. They say they can make tasking a secure job and keep the flexibility and intimate neighbors helping neighbors feel.
So, of course, I had to deal with that. I had to swallow some pride.
What, you mean for the radio show? I mean, we
No,
don't...
no, just to tell Rochelle, just to be like, Rochelle, okay, so that thing that I've been doing for the last 2.5 hours.
Oh, that must have been a bad feeling.
Yeah, not nice.
In the end, Rochelle gave Holmes a good review. Not because he did a good job, but because she thought he was a good guy. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.